Good evening. At 6 o'clock for WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest. A local group helping people with mental illness is on the verge of fulfilling a dream, a drop-in center where people can talk with others about their lives. WXPR's Ken Crawl reports.
National Alliance on Mental Illness Northern Lakes chapter is announcing they will have a drop-in center at a Rhinelander church, according to chapter president Mick Fiocchi.
We have been working for the last several years towards the goal of opening a drop-in center for the Northwoods area, and we have now secured a location for that drop-in center at Trinity Lutheran Church here in Rhinelander, and we are very excited and very grateful to the Trinity Church Council and Pastor Tim.
Mick says other churches were interested in the center, but the Trinity facilities best met their needs. He says they'll be able to be open 5 days a week. He says they hope to have all the details worked out and have a drop-in center ready in the next couple of months.
This is a peer-run establishment, so it's a place for mentally ill people by mentally ill people. It's a place for them to go and recreate and socialize and also receive services. So if you are working and you've got a serious mental illness, you probably need some job coaching and some support for that job. Those kinds of services can be offered.
Fiocchi says a drop-in center is far less formal than a traditional facility. He says visitors can relax, talk, or recreate. He says the people who participate will help shape the future of the center. A link to the NAMI Northern Lakes chapter is on the WXPR website. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
Representatives with USDA Rural Development will be at Eagle River City Hall Thursday for a community day to connect low-income families with financial assistance for home buying and repair.
USDA Rural Development offers loan and grant programs to meet the needs of rural families who are looking to build or purchase a home or repair their current home. Amy Meinhardt is a loan assistant for the home repair program and says it's for families who haven't fit the mold for conventional financing.
Well, in the home repair program, we have grants up to $7,500. That's lifetime. And those are for health, safety, and accessibility. Ramps, redoing a bathroom, furnaces, anything that is vital to the living situation. We also have a loan program and that works in conjunction with the grant program. I should say that the grants are only available to applicants over the age of 62, and the loans are eligible to anyone that income qualifies if they pass the criteria and the house passes the criteria. And those loans can be used for a broader spectrum of things. It's still related to the dwelling, but it doesn't have that confinement to health, safety, and accessibility.
Community Days will kick off May 4th from 11 to 1 at Eagle River City Hall and will be held every second and fourth Thursday throughout the summer. For more information, contact Amy Meinhardt, and her information is listed on our webpage at wxpr.org.
Wisconsin is a national leader in an effort to overturn the Citizens United decision. Tim Morrissey reports.
The U.S. Supreme Court's decision in the Citizens United case declared that corporations are people and that money is speech. The decision opened the floodgates for special interest cash to flow into American election campaigns. Lisa Subek, an Assembly Democrat from Madison, and Dave Hansen, a Democratic state senator from Green Bay, have introduced a measure asking the people of Wisconsin to vote in a statewide referendum to amend the U.S. Constitution to state clearly that corporations are not people and money is not speech. Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says such an amendment is crucial to having a real democracy.
Because of Citizens United, we have corporations giving unlimited amounts of money to elect this candidate or trash the other candidate. So we need to pass a constitutional amendment that proclaims once and for all that corporations aren't persons and money isn't speech.
Rothschild has no faith that the Supreme Court will ever reverse the Citizens United decision, which is why he supports making the change through an amendment to the Constitution. Supporters of Citizens United have long held that it upheld First Amendment rights, while detractors have said the influx of cash has been poisonous to our political system. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And residents of Wisconsin's largest cities and tourism spots are four times as likely to have long waits for their state income tax refunds. That's because the state uses a contractor from Colorado to verify identities of up to 90,000 tax filers. And the largest percentage of identity thieves are from big cities and tourist spots. Gannett's USA Today network found that up to 8.5% of people in Milwaukee County's 10 zip codes got letters saying their refunds were held up for as many as 12 weeks. They had to answer questions which verified their identities. The statewide average is 2%, and residents of Wisconsin Dells had 4.4% checked out. Gannett says folks in bigger city and tourist areas are less likely to contact the state when their refunds are held up. 30% of Milwaukee County residents did not check with the state, as opposed to 19% statewide. In your forecast for tonight, rain showers likely, otherwise cloudy skies, lows around 34 degrees. Your Tuesday forecast, a chance of snow showers in the morning time, otherwise cloudy skies, highs near 46. That's your news for this Monday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.